dedicate to that which you secretly love most. You meet in life the exact reproduction of your own thoughts. There is no chance, coincident, or accident in a world ruled by law and divine order. You rise as high as your dominant aspiration. You descend to the level of your lowest con.
Da 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 morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, Larson?
Good, Gabe. How are you?
Doing all right.
Good to hear.
Yeah. We got school off.
Yeah.
Happy President's Day, everybody. Hope you're taking it easy and jamming out with us here at WMFO 91.5 in Medford.
Massachusetts.
Yeah, to be clear.
Yeah.
Zip code 02155. You know, actually, I didn't know this before I came to the East Coast, but there are no zip codes that start with anything other than a zero, I think, in the Northeast.
I actually didn't know that.
Yeah.
I might be better than a bird fact today.
No, we got a pretty good bird fact for you guys.
Yeah, we'll rip a bird fact today, too.
Quite an exciting bird fact. Yeah. All right, that first song was called Take Five by the Dave Brubeck Quartet, one of, I don't know, maybe the most classic jazz standards in my very humble and uneducated opinion. But I love it. I hope you love it, too. Shout out grandparents. I played jazz. On my last show, I tried to play jazz every show for the grandparents. So, yeah, yo. And this next song that we're going to play is called Spooky by Dusty Springfield. And then after that, we're going to hear Miss Robinson by the ever-wonderful Simon and Garfunkel. And then we'll come back and talk at you for a couple minutes. And, yeah, here goes.
Thank you.
Back.
Indeed.
We back.
So that was Mrs. Robinson by Simon and Garfunkel. And before that, we just heard Spooky, open parentheses, single version by Dusty Springfield, which is a little bit ironic because it's a love song. So I don't know how it could be a single version of a love song. But
was that your pick, the Mrs. Robinson one?
Yeah, I think it was.
Look at you go.
Look at me go. Yeah. Just for a sneak peek, I guess, into our creative process, our very rigorous creative process. Larson and I just sit next to each other saying almost nothing and just playing songs. If the other person like nods and like looks approving, yeah, we're like, it's in the playlist.
It's all about the head movement. It's what you gotta really look for.
Yeah.
We're gonna transition a little bit into some Florence and the Machine, which apparently plays a very good concert, but we have not seen any tickets coming up, just heard alleged.
Yeah, allegedly, Florence and Machine, well, they didn't, but their fans at a concert in Berlin caused like a magnitude 3 earthquake because they were stomping so hard.
Yeah.
I've no idea if that's true, actually, but heard down the grapevine. And then after that, we're going to be listening to Thank You by Dido.
Fantastic song.
It will sound familiar to those of you who don't know it. It is sampled in a very, very good Eminem song, Stan. So it'll sound familiar. And then after that, we're going to run into the Atlanta Rhythm section with a song called So Into You. And we'll see you after that.
Train on a track. Thank you for giving me the best day of my life.
But I could not get your eyes. Now I stand here helplessly, hoping you'll get into me. I am so into you, I can't think of nothing else. I am so into you, I can't think of nothing else. Thinking how it's gonna be whenever I get you next to me. It's gonna be good, don't you know? It is 9. I'm waiting for it to be 9:28 in exactly 28 seconds. It is 9:20 in exactly 28 seconds.
I look like 29 to me.
We tried our best.
Yeah, we did have a request to speak up too. So
louder.
Gabe and I are going to be speaking louder.
We're going to be screaming. Not well. No.
Screaming might be a little intense.
Enunciate. Yeah. We're going to be enunciating.
Yeah.
That was So Into You by the Atlanta Rhythm Section. Groovy.
It's a good song.
It's a great song. Makes a boy want to dance. I'll tell you that. All right, next we're coming up on some similar vibes, actually. We're going Bob Marley and the Wailers with Jammin', another dancing song. And then we're going to I Can't Do Without You by George Jackson, which is similarly groovy. And then we're going to end that stretch of three out with Amy Winehouse's Forever Great, You Know I'm No Good.
Ooh.
Ooh.
fresh one in the middle. All right, let's keep rolling.
Do we want to? Are we bird facting now or PSAing now? Let's PSA now.
Well, yeah, we'll PSA now.
We'll PSA now.
All
right. Take it away, Larson.
Ooh, this is an interesting one.
Ooh, tell me.
So why shouldn't you cover your computer camera, Gabe? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape, you know, or a sticky note, depending on how you're feeling? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. This has been a message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Truth.
I gotta say, my camera is uncovered right now.
Are we being spied on? Are the bird watchers being watched?
This would actually be a pretty good session to spy on.
We're jamming.
Yeah.
We're jamming. Speaking of jamming, this is Jamming by Bob Marley and the Wailers.
That was a bad one. You can't do that one again.
I land. night you were gone. That's when I realized the truth. Darling, I can't do without you, man. I can't do without you. Every minute seems like years. I can't do without you, baby. I've cried so much, I run out of tears. I sit by the telephone, hoping you will call. Look at your picture, baby. I beat my head against the wall. I can still feel the fire from our first kiss. Every time I think about you, baby, I drink myself sick. I can't do without you. I'm like an addict hooked on drugs. You're my habit, baby. I got to have some more of your love, baby. Oh, yeah. Never have I been locked up in a world of misery. I need you, darling, to set me free. Come back, baby. Try me one more time. Oh, baby. I'm about to go out of my mind. I can't do without you. I'm going out of my head. I can't do without you, baby. Without you, baby, I might as well be dead. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Come on back to me, baby. I realize I made a big mistake, baby. I can't do without you.
Bye.
That was Amy Winehouse, You Know I'm No Good. But dang, that was a good song. Before that, we had I Can't Do Without You, and we started off that stretch of three with Jamming by Bob Marley and the Wailers. My colleague Larson is treasure hunting in the record collection, so I'm just going to keep it rolling. And we have another stretch of three songs for you right here. We're going to start out with Oh My Heart by R.E.M., and then Dreams by the Cranberries, and Sultans of Swing by the Dire Straits. And then we will come back for some more talking, a bird fact, stay tuned, and some vinyl. So yeah, Oh My Heart.
The kids have a new take on faith. Pick up the pieces, get carried away. Came home to a city half erased. I came home to face what we faced. This place needs me here to start. This place is the beat of my heart. Oh, my heart. Oh my heart.
Sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many. In other places, but the horns, they blowing that sound way on down south. Guitar George, he knows all the chords. Mighty strictly rhythm, he doesn't wanna make it cry or sing. If then an old guitar is all he can afford. When he gets up under the lights to play his thing, saving it up Friday night with the Sultans, with the Sultans of Swing. Rock and roll, and the Sultans, yeah, the Sultans, they play Creole, Creole.
We are the Sultans of Swing.
Of Swing.
And Birds.
Yeah.
Did we announce? I don't know if we announced. Our show is called We're the Birders. This show is Birders Anonymous. I'm not sure if we announced that at the beginning. So if we didn't announce that and you were extremely confused as to why we kept talking about birds and bird facts, there you go.
We got one bird fact per episode. So this week's...
Maybe two if we're feeling special. But yeah. This week's was crowdsourced.
Yeah. From our... From our friend Joy Brennan, who is probably still asleep.
Shout out.
If she's listening.
Hey, Joy.
The fact is that different birds of prey have different color eyes depending on, like, what type of hunting and what type of environment they live in.
Yeah, which is nuts. So yeah. It's like red eyes are apparently more advantageous in forests.
And then eagles and, like, hawks who are... like more prairie and high up, they have yellow eyes
because it helps crazy. Them see better.
Yeah,
it's nuts.
The more you learn.
happy bird watching, everybody. We've also decided to we're trying to be a more vinyl heavy radio show because pressing play on a playlist is just not quite the same.
Not as fun.
So we found a golden vinyl with a note that someone had written banger with an arrow to a song. So we're going to play that banger song right now. Enjoy it. Sign off.
This has been Larson
and Gabe.
And Gabe.
And we're the Birders Anonymous. We hope you enjoyed this radio hour on your President's